Oh, you got all the hope and love that you need on the airwaves as long as you keep it tuned in to RGO Radio. This is the JJ Show. And today happens to be a very important day. It's just one day before the Chinese New Year. We're going to be talking about that in just a bit. But first, let's play a song for you to start it off. And this is the very song that I use as my alarm clock. First thing in the morning, always with this tune, Awake My Soul by Chris Tomlin. You're listening to RGO Radio, and that's music from Chris Tomlin featuring Lecrae, Awake My Soul. And that's the song that I use on my alarm clock every single morning. The first tune that I listen to is that beat. A very beautiful song. Awake My Soul instead of my body. I'm just kidding. Anyways, thank you very much for tuning into the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joseph Lee, and we are in the 8 o'clock hour local time in Taipei. We're just a couple minutes past 8, 7 minutes past 8. And we're going to go on with 1 hour of good Christian pop music for you and a lot of good messages here on the show. I got your happy news. I got your message of the week. And today happens just to be one day before the Chinese New Year. We're going to be talking about that, some traditions that we do here in Taiwan or in Korea or in Japan and most parts of the Eastern society. I have to say, though, that we're really lucky to be Taiwanese because we get to have two New Years. We have one on January the 1st, and then just a couple months later, you got the Chinese New Year, so you get another vacation. Awesome. So before I go blattering on, let's go do more music right here. I got Royal Taylor in the house, and this is Making Me New.
That's the point of view.
You're listening to RGO Radio. Love that song. And you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. Once again, my name is Joseph Lee. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You can call me Joe if you like. Our website is rgo.god21.net. Look it up and leave us a message. Today happens to be one day before the Chinese New Year, and there's a lot of things that we do during the Chinese New Year. This year, 2015, is the year of the sheep or goat, either way. But it kind of reminds me of the parable in the Bible, which talks about the goat and the sheep, because the goat, the ram, it's defiant, it's reckless. So the Lord uses the goat to indicate people who are defiant to the Lord. On the other hand, the sheep is nice, is smooth, and it's obedient. It indicates people who are obedient to the Lord and who would take in the message. So are you a goat or sheep? Well, you know, only God knows. There are several traditions that we do keep during the Chinese New Year, and this has been going on for decades and centuries already. One of them is setting off firecrackers. And allegedly, the purpose of setting off firecrackers is to scare away the ghosts, the bad demons, the evil spirits. But we're Christian, right? So we don't do that. In order to cast away the demons, we just say, "Go away, demons, in the name of the Lord!" A prayer. So we set off firecrackers just for fun. Just simply for the fun. And I always remember when I was a kid, me and my cousins, we would go back to our grandparents' house, and living across the street was my auntie's house. We would buy all kinds of firecrackers, rockets, firecrackers, smoke grenades. Those are firecrackers that emit smoke in all kinds of colors. It's really awesome. So we'd buy a whole bag of it, and we would go back to our grandparents' home, and we would line up all the firecrackers around our auntie's house, secretly, of course. And when it's all done, we would light up the smoke grenade and we'd toss it into their front yard. So the smoke is emitting like all kinds of colors of smoke, green, blue, yellow. And it's a huge explosion. I know it's kind of dangerous, right? Kids, don't imitate what you hear on the radio show. Never. And my auntie just runs out of her house crazily screaming at us, "You come back here, you naughty boys! Come back here this moment!" Oh man, those were good days. Those were good old days. We can't do that anymore because we're like 30-something already. If we do that, we might get sued. We might face charges. And there's another kind called the sparkle stick. When you wave it around, you look like a fairy. It's kind of neat. There was a time I was wearing a brand new suit for children, of course. And I was playing with this sparkle stick, waving it around, having a lot of fun. And then I just have to say, I really forgot where I got the idea, but I started to burn my pants. I burned my pants while I was wearing them, and I even said to my dad, "Dad, look, my pants are on fire." My dad was so mad, not because it was dangerous, but because the pants were quite expensive. Of course, there's other traditions that we keep during the Chinese New Year, other traditions that are not that dangerous, including the red envelope. You probably heard of that before, the red envelope. We'll talk about it. But first, another tune right here on RGO Radio. Wishing you Happy Chinese New Year. 新年快乐, 새해 복 많이 받으세요. Hey, we're back on the Josh and Joe Show. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, our website is rgo.god21.net. My personal Facebook is JR Lee Radio. Check me up, okay? We were just talking about Chinese New Year traditions. We just mentioned setting off firecrackers. It's one fun thing for the kids during the Chinese New Year. Many people have forgot about the origins of it, which is allegedly to scare off the ghosts, the bad and evil spirits. Nobody cares about that anymore. Everybody's just in it for the fun. On the other hand, there's another tradition that we keep, and that's giving out red envelopes. For the kids, it's receiving red envelopes, which means money, of course. When I was a kid, my mom and dad would actually let me keep my red envelope money. So I saved it up for years, and I didn't cash it out until I was like in university or something. Made a lot of money. I was a rich kid. But on the other hand, when you're a grown-up, you're the one who has to give out the red envelope money. And that could be a bad thing for your wallet. And I'm at the age where I have to give out red envelope money right now. So every Chinese New Year, I'm like trying my best to make up excuses to avoid going back to my grandparents' house. Because when I go back there, all my nephews look at me like I owe them money. These loud, obnoxious kids just looking at you. Where's my red envelope money? And you're like, oh my gosh. On average, this year, they made a survey. This year, on average, people are giving out 10,090 NT dollars of red envelope money. That's around 300 bucks per person. It's quite a fortune, actually. So, you know, this year, I'm still thinking of the right excuse to not go back on Chinese New Year's Eve. Because that's usually when our family gives out the red envelopes. I'm going to go back a couple days later, I think. I'm just kidding. All right, I still have your happy news, and I do have your message of the week coming up next. Wishing you still happy Chinese New Year, 新年快乐, 恭喜发财红包拿来, and 새해복많이받으세요. Gonna be back in just a bit. RGO Radio, this is the Josh and Joe Show, and it's time for our happy news. This is something that we do every single week. We scoop up happy news, the happiest, the most positive news all around the world, and give it to you in this 1 hour show. So here's what we got for you today, starting off with this piece. There's this eighth grader, John Smith. He is doing something doctors never believed would be possible ever for him to do again, and that's simply walking and talking. Because Smith, he was under the water for 15 minutes after he crashed through the ice. His body was pulled out by a team of firefighters and taken to the hospital. But by the time his body was pulled out of the ice, he had lost all signs of life. And doctors said he was dead for 45 minutes. But what happened next defies explanation totally. His mother kept on praying for him, and after a short while, all of a sudden, he came back to life literally. You can't explain something like that. Even the doctor said that was impossible because he's been dead for 45 minutes. There's something called NDE, aka near-death experience. It does research about people who die and literally come back to life, resurrect. And there has been no medical explanation about this yet. However, if you look into the Bible, there's more than one place that writes about people coming back to life. In Kings, you have Elijah who brought back the widow's son. In the New Testament, Jesus brought Lazarus back to life, and also a little girl. And if you look deeply into the Bible, what it says is they prayed and asked God to send their spirit back. And their spirit came back into their body, and then they came back to life. So where medical science can't provide a proper answer, could it be possible that the Bible actually gives us a reasonable guess that the key to life is actually within the spirit? And when our spirit is with us, we have life. But when the spirit leaves our body, we die. And if for some unknown reason, or maybe God's will, that our spirit comes back to our body after we pass away, we come back to life, I think it's at least worth a guess. No matter what, good news is, John Smith is good and healthy now. Moreover, into the entertainment scene, Taylor Swift, she has a lot of fans, don't need to mention. One of her fans, Jill, tweeted she's going to be at the Grammy Awards. Guess what happened next? Taylor Swift responded, tweeting back saying, seriously? Where are you gonna be? Inside? Red carpet? And you would have think that she's probably just asking for the sake of asking. But no, she actually found Jill during the Grammy Awards, asked her to come backstage, and they talked for 3 minutes. Think about that. Your favorite pop star talking to you face to face for 3 minutes backstage. That has got to have made her gone wild. And it was just the chat. they took a selfie together. No, actually two, because Taylor Swift said she looked creepy in the first one, so she has to redo it. But anyways, making other people happy when you're a superstar obviously isn't the common case for everybody. Last but not least, I have been trying to persuade you that dogs are much better than cats as a friend in the past few episodes, and here yet I have another piece of evidence to prove that. I'm trying to prove myself right here. There's this dog. It's a very cute little, it's a miniature schnauzer. Her name is Sissy. This dog, she escaped her yard at home and walked 20 blocks to the hospital just to find her owner, Nancy, who has been recovering from cancer surgery for the last few weeks. It was caught on surveillance camera. It is really cute and it's really sweet. Sissy was sniffing her way around. And once she got inside the hospital, she started sniffing the ground as if on a trail. And she eventually found Nancy in the sick room. You see, you never get that from a cat. Dogs are definitely Med's best friend. Much better than a cat. If you like what you hear, you can always go to our website. It's rgo.god21.net, or you can check me up on my personal Facebook. It's J.R. Lee Radio. That's J-R-L-E-E Radio. All right, I got more music right here for you. Let's hit a short music break. I do have your weekly message after this. RGO Radio, Cutlass, What Faith Can Do on the JJ Show. This is the Josh and Joe Show, and I'm Joe, your host. Thanks for keeping here with me. I'm going to go all the way till 9 local time in Taipei. And it's time for our weekly message. This is something we give you every single week, a piece of testimony, a piece of God's message. And hear me out. If you stay idle, your heart wanders off and generates all kinds of unnecessary thoughts. Therefore, you need to beat down your mind and heart. Let's repeat it again. If you stay idle, your heart wanders off and generates all kinds of unnecessary thoughts. Therefore, you need to beat down your mind and heart. You know, there are times when we let our mind wander off and we come up with all kinds of unnecessary or negative thoughts in our mind. We call that static in your mind. And during those moments, those are the moments when you need to concentrate and start focusing on what God has taught you. So to do that, you need to beat down your heart, your negative thoughts, your unnecessary thoughts. Clear out the static and just purely focus on God and the Lord, as if you were beating down your mind, beating down your heart. So the next time you start spacing off, you start coming up with unrighteous thoughts, you got to tell yourself, hey, hold your horses, dude. I'm not like that. I don't want to think like that, and I'm going to focus on God instead. So let's repeat the message once again. If you stay idle, your heart wanders off and generates all kinds of unnecessary thoughts. Therefore, you need to beat down your mind and heart. And that's your message of the week. If you like it, look it up on our webpage. It's rgo.god21.net. That's rgo.god21.net. I got a couple more tunes before we go. Here's one for you.